Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell, Jr. That's Charles Dowell, Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G. T-O-N, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, and Lafayette is spelled L-A, FAYETTE 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Family Jesus, zero. Anything? Still getting a zero. Anything? Y'all hear me, Saints? Hold on. Anything, Brother Ugly? Saints, anybody talk to me? Anything? Nothing? Very low. Okay, thank you. Let me see. What else I can do? Very low. How about now? Am I coming in any better? Give me a 1, a 0, 0.5. Very low, very low. Okay. How about now, Saints? Am I any better? Still 1 out of 10. Okay. Still 1 out of 10. Okay. All the way. Pastor Sean, 0. Okay. How about now? Anything? Is that a little better? I'm trying to check out this new setup. Sorry, Saints. This is, still trying to figure this out. Okay. That's very faint. I crank it up. Okay. Coming in a little better? Okay. Hallelujah. Let's see something. Okay. Let me know if I get a little better than what I got. A little technical difficulty. Here. Hold on, let me crank these things up. I'm not sure what I'm doing. How's that? That a little better? A little better, but Sean gave me a 5. If I get a 6, I'd be happy. Still very quiet, Deacon. Okay, thank you, Brother Ugly. All right, hold on. I'm still trying these things. Trying to get it a little better. But Sean gave me a 7. Brother Ugly said, okay, 6 maybe. That's better. Okay. Let me see. How about this? If I get right up here on the mic, how's that? Is that better right there? A little better, maybe. Maybe a little better. Okay. Sean says 10. That's fine though. Okay. So I'm going to sit here in this uncomfortable position. Make sure you guys can hear me. All right. That's all right. Hallelujah. We'll take it. We'll take it. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Praise Yah. Praise Yah. Hallelujah. So I'm doing fine right here. Keep the tens going. Just another second. And I'm going to just, now that way I know we're good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Praise Yah. Well, that's the way it goes sometimes. That's just the way it goes sometimes. Of course, our topic tonight, we're doing a part two on the old paths. Hallelujah. Part two, bumps and potholes in the road. Hallelujah. But you know, hallelujah. Yes, brother, that's going to be all we have ears to hear. Hallelujah. We definitely need them. Hallelujah. Get myself situated here. All right. Well, praise Yah. Praise Yah. Like I was saying, I hope everyone was edified by the word we received yesterday from the man of Yah. Very encouraging word. Whoa, my mic just fell. Hold on, Saints. My mic just fell. What in the world? Saints, I'm going to put a break on for a minute. Hold on, y'all. You don't want to click one. Okay, how about this one? Hallelujah, Saints. Hopefully I'm back. Let me know how I'm coming in again, Saints, please. And just fell down on me. Hopefully it won't come loose again. Praise Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, Brother Ugly says 10, family for Jesus. Bless you. Bless you, Brother Sean. It was nice seeing you last Shabbat, brother, when you were here. Well, not last Shabbat, but well, the previous weekend. Hallelujah. It's always good to see you. Bless you, our family, for Jesus. And Sister Brittany, all you in the chat, all you faithful, all the faithful who always tune in, whether you're here right now or when you get a chance to download it later. Bless you all. Bless you all. Hallelujah. Okay. Glad we're coming in good now. Praise Yah. But we're doing a part two to what we did when I was on last time. Old paths. This part's bumps and potholes in the road. But hallelujah. Hope everyone had a good week so far. Well, last week anyway. And coming into a good week. We got some good spiritual strength and edification from the word. So we hope that'll keep us on fire until we get back to next Shabbat. You know, Paul said, as long as we want the full souls that load the honeycomb. But if you're a hungry soul, every bit of thing is sweet. And the word of Yah was sweet yesterday. The pastor didn't preach that long, but you're right. But he was on fire, though. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My spirit really needed that. Needed to hear the word of the Most High. And I tell you, the day may come, Saints, we're going to be we'll be crying to hear the word all the times. You know, you might think, well, hey, man, pastor's too hard, you know, or whatever. You make your attitude towards the way the Spirit may be ministering to you, but they may come, we don't have that man in y'all, then what you going to do? You're like, oh, I wish I could get rebuked, but I don't have, there's no one to minister the word to me now. Pastor's gone, well, you know, this, that, you know, could be in tribulation on the run. And then you be, praying that you're storing up now, getting that word in you now, receiving and grasping the word, especially the word that's preached, and living it, acting on it, bringing forth the fruit of it, so you have something to sustain you. And I remember in the reading books about people being persecuted. There's this one. What's the name of it? I think it's called Siberian Miracle. I believe it is. That was the name of the book. And those people, they were persecuted. They were in Russia. They were persecuted by the communist government and those people. And they had some bad situations there. They were placed in jail. Of course, they were all separated. Like, the pastor got put in jail, and, all the brethren. I'm not sure about the women. I can't remember what happened with the women. I'm not sure if all the men got put in jail, but I know a lot of their brethren, they were placed in jail. And, of course, they had their faithful brothers and sisters on the outside praying for them. And they didn't get out of, they weren't miraculously delivered like Peter was, but, still would be nice in those situations if, we could count on, let me say this, that's a pastor got put in jail. I think he even said this. He might as well forget. He know he ain't never getting out. He's going to have to depend on us to pray for him. And I sure hope that's not going to be the testimony. And even, for any of us, my brothers and sisters get placed in jail, especially unjustly. It's different if you go to jail suffering for your own wickedness, but if you're getting placed in prison just for believing on the name of Jesus, doing the works of Yah, I mean, that's definitely an unjust situation there, but we hope we are praying. We have a situation like when Peter got delivered. You're in a maximum security prison, you're in the Alcatraz. I don't know what these prisons are open now, but you're in the maximum security area, on the death row spot where they won't let nobody come visit, you'll let you out. And the Most High miraculously opens all the doors and an angel comes and wakes you up, and you just walk on out the door. Of course, you're looking around, man, what in the world going on? But, I wouldn't stay there too long. I'm gone. Open up the doors if you want to. This brother's out. But in those situations, those people in Russia, the saints were praying for them and speak to somebody, give them a word of encouragement, keep them going. And then finally, when things did end for them, their brothers got out of prison. I mean, of course, they were like up in Siberia and stuff, where it's really cold. If I'm not mistaken from the book, it was, I guess on the dead of winter for them a lot. That prison wasn't cold. It wasn't getting the best food either. But the Most High, he preserved. He helped them endure to make it through that trial, through that testing that they went through to get out. So you couldn't call that a bump on the road for them, but that's just the testing. And it brought forth good fruit in them. And I'm not mistaken, I remember reading one of the comments in the book, I think it was from the pastor's perspective. He was so grateful to see that his brethren made it. He saw the fruit of his labor in those saints. It was able to sustain them. Everything the Father gave him, the place in them, the word. He saw the word manifest in them, was able to keep those brothers and sisters and bring them out. And even the ones who were in jail, the work that was still continuing. They still had to fight and strive to get food to each other. If I'm not mistaken, in one case, I think a wife got to see her husband, and she had a piece of chocolate for him or something, because they're starving in the jail. She put it in his mouth, and she was trying to give it to him, and the guards took it and just stomped all over it, and just destroyed the little bit of food they're trying to give the man. So don't look for this world, even those situations, to have mercy on us as the saints, the servants of the Most High, because they're not going to. They don't love us. The world loves its own. They don't love you. They don't love us, the seed of Jacob, the sons of Yah, the seed of Israel. Hallelujah. Hey, Brother Ugly, if you would, post in the chat. Let me get it up here. Hold on. We'll go to Ezekiel chapter 14. Wait, verses 12 through 20. Am I still coming in, brothers and sisters? Y'all still hearing me? I hope I'm still coming in. Hallelujah. I'm still coming in. Y'all give me a 10 or something. Let me know. Let me know if my mic dropped off. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Brother Sean. Brother Dwayne, is that you, our family for Jesus? I keep forgetting. Is that y'all? Hallelujah. I've got 10. All right, Brother Eagle, Brother Ugly. Ezekiel 14. Verses 12 through 18. And bless you, Brother Moose, and Sister Moose, whoever you are. All right, the word of Yah came to me again, saying, Son of man, when the land sinneth against me by trespassing grievously, then will I stretch out mine hand upon it, and will break the staff of bread thereof, and will send famine upon it, and will cut off man and beast from it. Though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they should deliver but their own souls by their own righteousness, saith Yah. If I cause noisome beasts to pass through the land, and they spoil it, that it be desolate, that no man may pass through it because of the beast, excuse me, though these three men were in it, if I live, saith Yahweh, they shall deliver neither sons nor daughters. They only shall be delivered, but the land shall be desolate. Or if I bring a sword upon the land and say, sword, go through the land so that I cut off man and beast from it, though these three men were in it, as I live, saith Yahweh, the Elohim, They shall deliver neither sons nor daughters, but they only shall be delivered themselves. Or if I send pestilence into the land and pour out my fury upon it and blood to cut off from it, man and beast, though Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it, as I live, saith Yahweh Elohim, they shall deliver neither sons nor daughters, they shall but deliver their own souls by their righteousness. You know, when you look at that, you're going to have to, you're not going to be able to stand on anyone else's coattails to make it into the king, to deliver your own soul. Now, you won't be able to stand on, I won't be able to stand on Brother Ugly's righteousness to make it in. I'm going to have my own righteousness, walking in the spirit of Yah, walking uprightly, keeping holy. Had to keep myself unspotted from the flesh, hating even this garment, this fleshly garment, and not getting my pure, real garment filthy. What does it say about Revelations? He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He is righteous, let him be righteous still. He is holy, let him be holy still. So if we had Noah, Daniel, and Job, you know, we know Noah made the ark and delivered 8 souls back in the day. But in this generation, no. It's just Noah can't save everybody. He's going to have to save himself. And let's go to Acts, the book of Acts, chapter 2. I see your comment, brother. Your filthy bow ties. You know, they ain't making it in either, brother. Or Brother Jermaine's top hat. Let me find my verse here. But, you know, we got something to think about in this generation and the time that we're in. You know, because iniquity's about. Oh, on a side note, let me back up for a minute. Let everybody get a chance. Go back and listen to Elder Rufus's video talking about accountability. His latest video on accountability. Make sure y'all go back and listen to that. I was listening to it before I got started on the blog talk, and it's just right, you know, because a lot of us, we depend on the righteousness of the ministry, or we want to be called straightway, or we want to be part of the ministry, yet we don't follow the ministry's guidelines, the rules, the order that's set up. And like Elder said, You know, we call ourselves Hebrews, but yet you don't even know how to be a Hebrew. A lot of those who haven't been trained, haven't been taught, but you don't want to sit on anybody either. You just want to go out and do your own damn thing. Quote, be your own man, your own woman, because you grown. And then you wonder why you're not blessed either. You know, because you're dealing with the people with relationships. You know, you want to hook, a brother want to get with a sister, have a relationship with a sister, or a sister want with a brother, you got to go through leadership. You know, your head of assembly, a pastor, the elders, or whoever, you know, if the woman don't have a head, you know, of course you go through the pastor, Elder Rufus, Elder Becker, or the heads of assemblies, wherever the sister's at. Just somebody, you know, there's somebody in leadership that's accountable for that sister. So just make sure you walk in order, because this ministry, you know, we don't put up with disorderly conduct, if I can say it like that. And you will be dealt with sooner or later. And especially, don't be calling our elder at 1 o'clock in the morning because you transgressed and now he got to clean up your mess. See, that is a bunch of crap. You call me that time, I'm going to hang up on your ass. I might ask you one question. Did you get any approval from anybody to talk to this sister or talk to that brother? Nope, quit. I'm going back to bed. Forget you. I ain't putting up with the fools. That's just me. I might be wrong, but if I have to get corrected by pastor or elder or somebody, then I'll take it. But come on, y'all. Let's do right. Let's do right. Pastor didn't set that stuff up just to for it to be ignored. There's a reason for it. Hallelujah. But anyway, so then, let's be accountable. Where else are we going, brother? Oh, yeah, Acts. Okay. You know, we're so caught up in the world, we want to be like the world. Instead of being holy, set apart nation. All right, okay, Acts chapter 2. I'm going to read verses, start at verse 36, brother. Acts chapter 2, verse 36, down to 41. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that Yah hath made the same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Master and Christ. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as our Master, the Yahweh, shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward generation. And that's what I want to get to, saints. You know, we're saving ourselves from this untoward generation. You know, because though Noah, Daniel and Job were in this generation, they were but saved themselves. So, hey, you know, deliver themselves. So we got to deliver ourselves from this untoward generation. And don't forget, Peter was talking to Israelites. Ezekiel was talking to Israelites, you know, the people of Yah. And the word is not written to the world. It's written to us. Don't forget that. Make sure you have that steadfastly and upfrontly in your heart. Make sure you realize, hey, the word is talking to you. Not to the world. He's talking to you. Because Christ came to his own, and his own received him not. But to as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of Yah. And that's the same way with us, saints. At any time, we can cut off our hearing from Yah. You know, part of you know, the bump on the road, you know, when your will gets in the way, when your flesh gets in the way, when your own wicked heart, you know, having an evil heart of unbelief, when you despise prophesying, so you hate to be reproved, you hate to be rebuked, hate to be admonished, exhorted. Let's not despise the word of Yah. Hallelujah. Let's walk in the fear and the admonition. You know, because the Father's a righteous Father. He's going to take care of us. You know, but that word, untoward, the Greek word for that is 46, number 4628. It says warped, that is unwinding, figuratively, perverse, forward, and untoward. You know, so we got a wicked and a perverse generation. And the time that we're living in now, like we're in the last days of Noah and all this wickedness that's going on, the saints, I'm going to tell you, we better draw nigh to our yacht. Strive for holiness. Strive for righteousness. Because we don't. If you don't, if I don't, we're going to be caught up. And we're going to be caught up to meet the Most High. We're going to be caught up in the evil and the wickedness of this generation. Thank you for posting that in there, brother. I can't say that word. Scolio, something like that. Anyway, but yeah, we'll get caught up in the evil of this generation. A lot of us aren't crying and sighing for the abominations that we see in this land. You know, like our pastor bring out this preaching. Now you'll see some faggot, don't bother you. Transformers. You see them, that don't bother you. But if you see a man with 2 and 3 wives, that irks you. That's you sister. There's some of you weak back men too. Yeah, that bothers you. But none of the abominations of this generation bother you at all. But the word, everything people do far as the word goes, living communally or just living holy in itself, that bothers. So let's get our heart fixed. Let's get our hearts fixed. Hallelujah. Oh man, you know, I normally like to start off my blog talks reading Isaiah 55 verses 9 through 11. Hold on, let's go back here real quick. Got distracted. But that definition you got in there, I didn't have that one, man. You got the Thayer, and I had just the one from the Strong's. But I like that one too. And the first part says crooked, curved. Metaphorically perverse, wicked, unfair, surly, forward. But either way, you know, we don't want to be part of this evil, adulterous generation. We'll save ourselves. Let's walk uprightly. Oh, let me go there. All right. Well, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Most I don't have base thoughts like we got. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and bringeth forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Hallelujah. And you know, that's part of the living word, even with the word that we got yesterday. When you receive it, it's going to prosper. Hopefully you don't close up your heart when the word's going forth. Hallelujah. All right, let's go. That's Matthew 6:33. You know, the last time when I was on with this, you know, pointed out that part of the old path. I mean, when I said seek, you know, the word says seek the old path. Oh, let me read that to you. So thus saith Yahweh, stand ye in the ways. That's Jeremiah 6:16, Brother Ugly. Stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. And of course, who's the we? And that's part of the history of our ancient history of our people, right? The Hebrew Israelites? Our people? We said that. Our ancestors said that. And look where we are today. Dealing with captivity, huh? But how many of us are in captivity in our mind? And bondage to evil spirits that we hadn't sought any deliverance from as well, too. You know, generational curses working in us, but yet we won't seek any deliverance to break those yokes off our lives. You might find that if you got some of that weight off, you might even be a better person to be around. Of course, you know, if Brother Ugly got deliverance, I'd be better off, you know, if he got delivered, you know, because he's oppressing me. Because that bow tie, if you got spirit free from that spirit of that bow tie, I'd be doing so much better. You know, because it's his fault. You know, then I'm all jacked up. But, you know, but if he was free, or if my wife was free, then I'd be better off. You know, if Brother Sean was free, I'd be better off. But nah, you know, but ain't nothing wrong with me, y'all. You know, I'm not, you know, I'm perfect in my own self. So, but you know, it's all you got, you know, oppressing me. But hallelujah. Now, we all know we all need some deliverance from the Most High. Things that we still need to be worked out. You know, as long as we're on this earth, we're still purging and cleansing that needs to take place in us. Hallelujah. Oh, Matthew 6:33. So seek ye first the kingdom of Yah and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. But if you don't seek first the kingdom of Yah and his righteousness, then these things aren't going to be added unto you. You know, just think about it. What are you seeking? What are you seeking? Whose will are you doing? Are you doing your own will? Doing your own thing? Not seeking to please Yah in your life? Not seeking holiness and righteousness? Giving honor to the Most High in all your life? All that you do? Bring glory to his name, being a testimony, a light. You know, since you claim to be of Yeshua, claim to be of Jesus, you know, you got his testimony in you. Does your life bear witness of that testimony from what your mouth has said? Hallelujah. All right. Let's go to, let's go back to Jeremiah 6:16. That word ask in there is the Hebrews 75:92. I think I got this one from the Strong's too, Brother Ugly, but you can post whatever one you got, no matter to me. That word ask means a primitive root to inquire, by an implication to request, by extension to demand, ask, you know, counsel, on, beg, borrow, lay to charge, consult, demand, desire, earnestly inquire, greet, obtain, leave, lend, pray, request, require, salute, straightly, surely, wish. Those are some of the definitions for that word ask. But you know, how many of us are asking for the old past truth? You know, when you first come into faith, a lot of us seek out. I'm trying to think of something. My mind went blank. Excuse me. Seek out, let's say, gardening tips, things like that, how to can, which is all good. How to store food, which is another thing that's good, as far as the natural. We've got other things that pertain to the flesh. But we're seeking to the old paths that's going to help produce the kingdom of Yah in our lives. You know, keeping the commandments, submit yourselves to them that have the rule over you. Because you know we have a very rebellious people, or our people, ancient people, have a history of a rebellion. So are we seeking those old paths, asking about them? You know, because some people will call in, hey, pass it out, especially on Pastor's Blog Talk. So call in, hey, I want to know how to get on the community. That's a good thing. The pastor says this a lot of times, quite often actually. The places are prepared, but where are the people that are prepared for the places? You know, because who wants to be told, hey, be out of the garden, especially with your sister. You be out of the garden at 6 o'clock in the morning, you and your children. You know, well, I got children, I can't go. No, you can leave them in the what's the thing they put, stroller, or whatever, or if they're awake, they can come out there and hang out with you. So don't make no excuse. That your children can come, so you can't make no excuse. Just well, I don't like getting up that early. Well, if nobody asked you. You want to come live like this? Now you can submit to the authorities. If, you know, if everybody's going out, then get your butt up and be out there. Men were out working. Let's say building a house, and I pass today. Everybody be at the work site at 6 o'clock. Don't be late. Of course, some people like to show up and sashay late, and then get upset when they get reproved. But either way, you're going to have to submit yourself to a thought. That's just the way it's going to go. And if you're a rebellious person, hopefully you don't make the cut anyway. But, you know, but even at that, you know, there's even mercy in dealing with you even in that. So, but you just have to be, but it's better to be willing and obedient. Let me just say that. I mean, why even come to a place you say you're going to submit to the authority, but then you get here, you don't want to submit. You know, you want to do your own thing. That's not going to work either. It's like going to a job. You obey the boss, man, without question. Come to the service of Yah. Oh, I'm not doing what that elder said. I'm not listening to the pastor. Forgive him. I'm an old man. I do what I want to do. You know, so we all grown, right? No. Submit yourself. All right, brother. Let's go over here. Let's go to Galatians chapter. The time is running away. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 5. Starting at verse 19. Now, how many of us know what the fruit of the spirits are? Those of you in the chat, post them in there. Well, I'm giving away now. I told y'all where to go. Chapter 5. Well, anyway, if you know what the fruits of the spirits are, that's fine. But how many of us know what the works of the flesh are? You know, because, you know, what's the fruit of the spirit? Let's read. But the fruit of the spirit is love, joy. What's my face? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. We know that, right? That's you to the T, right? Hallelujah. To the T, you know, because, you know, all of us, we got our Hebrew garments. We got our teat seats. You know, we make a good, clean, white acceptance. You know, so we got the down pat. Can't nobody tell us nothing. You know, we the epitome of Yah. You know, hey, I'm holy, brother. What you talking about? But, you know, we're talking about the works of the flesh, which are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I've also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of Yah. That's from the emissary Shaul. You know, so we read those on. That ain't me. That might be brother so and so, but that ain't me. I'm holy. It's the pity of me of Yah, right? Shoot, man, look at me. I got my garment on. I'm sharp. Sharp as a tack. Holier than the Pope. But you ain't dealt with none of that in you, though. That might, you know, that apply to everybody else. But you know, you don't have the idolatry that you got to deal with. Even though generational idolatry, you know, you might want to even see about breaking generational curses in that area of your family line. Witchcraft, even that. Hatred, variance. I mean, stuff that you inherited from our ancestors. All of us, great granddaddy, grandmama, meemaw, peepaw, everybody's on the family line. You know, you inherited something, but yet there's nothing for you to work on because you're so clean on the outside, the flesh. But spiritually, you're full of dead men's bones. You know, because that's a lot of us. We want to, you know, claim all the fruit of the spirit, but yet we don't want to deal with our the filthiness of our flesh. We don't want to mortify our flesh. The members, some of the uncleanness that we walk in. But, you know, if we go back to Ezekiel 14. Now, see, it's still bumps in the road now, saints. Don't fall off the wagon on me now. These are bumps in the road. You know, our bumps in the road. The things are still in us that we have to deal with. You know, don't forget, we're all part of a deliverance ministry. But, though, these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it. They should deliver but their own souls by their righteousness, saith Yahweh Elohim. Now look at our generation. If we ain't purging ourselves, cleansing ourselves, we're not going into the kingdom. We have to seek first the kingdom of Yah and his righteousness. And his righteousness is going to lead you to dealing with your flesh, dealing with your spirit. You know, these works of the flesh are things that are that need to be crucified and purged out. Hallelujah. Areas for deliverance when you see that working in. You see those areas. And of course, you go back. Wait a minute. Well, hey, the heart knows its own bitterness. Don't it? And if you're an alcoholic, you don't think you need deliverance from that? Now, maybe your great-great-great-great-great-great-granddaddy 50 generations back was an alcoholic. You know, well, I don't drink. What about who knows if their great grandma was a witch, or the granddaddy was a sorcerer or a witch doctor or something? And still things that need to be cleansed out of. That's all I'm trying to say. But you know, that's more of the bumps in the road. But you know, let's go here real quick. Let's go to Numbers chapter 12. Let's give us a bump in the road here. Maybe this is some of us. Numbers chapter 12, verses 1 through 4. But of course, saints, you know the deal. Go back and read everything back in its context. But you know, some of us have murmuring in us, have slanders in us, have gossip in us. You know, these things that bump us on the road, that we potholes that we fall in, or these character defects that manifest themselves. You know, we look at over here in Acts, in Numbers chapter 12, look at Miriam and Aaron. I just read it. And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. When he had married an Ethiopian woman, you know, they had a problem with it. They behind the scenes, you know, hey, the married Aaron, hey, look what he did. Yeah, 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 blah, 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 you know, making a fuss, murmuring, complaining behind the scene. And they said, hath Yah indeed spoken by him? Yah was indeed spoken by Moses, only by Moses? Hath he not spoken also by us? And Yah were hurt. And now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And Yahweh spake suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and unto Miriam, come out, ye three, unto the tabernacle of the congregation, and they three came out. And of course, we know the rest of the story. Miriam was made leprous. You know, she must have been the chief one running her mouth. And Aaron's so weak, he didn't even rebuke, correct her. You know, or he just agreed. But either way, you know, that bump of the road there for Miriam, but how many of us speak against things we ought not, keep running our mouth behind the scenes on things in other people's lives, we need to shut the hell up on them. They ain't on your business. If you ain't helping, if you're not solving the problem, you're part of the problem. And some problems aren't there for you to solve. Especially just with you gossiping and slandering. It's a sad shame when women do it, but some of us wicked ass men acting like women, back behind gossiping, backbiting, and tail bearing. Definitely a need for deliverance. First of all, a need for repentance. Hallelujah. When I was talking about rebellion earlier, hey, let's go to 1 Samuel 15, 20. No, let's go to Deuteronomy 31, 27. But, you know, some of the things our people dealt with. We're also dealing with today in Israel. You know, we're the covenant people. No matter what the world says, they might not want you to know who the natural seed is, or they're hiding it and don't want to acknowledge us as the people. Not so much that we're worried about they're giving us credibility anyway. Who cares? But Yah knows who we are, and that's how he's going to deal with it. You know, his covenant people, his children. But let's look what Moshe says here. Deuteronomy 31:27. He says, "For I know thy rebellion and thy stiff neck. Behold, while I am yet alive with you this day, ye have been rebellious against Yahweh, and how much more after my death?" Now that's a sad testimony for our people, saints. And how many of us today are stuck in this pothole of rebellion against Yah? Can't be told anything. Can't be corrected. Can't be reproved or rebuked anymore. And then you wonder why people don't want to fool with you. Still long suffering with you though, but it's very grievous. You know, Moses had to deal with our people. Say, "I know you're rebellious. While I'm yet alive with you this day, you've been rebellious against Yahweh, and how much more after my death?" So he already know what's going to happen. So as I'm gone, I know what you're going to do. The man coming after me is going to have a rough way to go. You know, our people caused Moses to smite the rock in the wilderness. How much more are our people today trying to provoke the shepherds over the flock? The men that are leading them in any situation, you know, because they got flesh too. Let's support our leaders. Let's be a strength to the men of Yah and everyone that's set over you, okay, whatever capacity they're in, whether it be a leader of home fellowship or whatever. Let's be a strength to the men that are over us instead of being a grief to them. And let's go to 1 Samuel 15:23. Another scripture about rebellion. But rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of Yahweh, he hath also rejected thee from being king. And that's dealing with one of the kings of Israel, one of the leaders. You know, of course, Samuel broke it down to him. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. But you know, because Saul rejected the word of Yahweh, he got rejected. Not we kings and priests now? So how much do we reject the word of Yahweh? You know, secretly in our hearts. You know, we despise the engrafted word which is able to save our soul. There wouldn't be none of us, would it, Israel? There wouldn't be none of us. We wouldn't be guilty of any of that, would we? In the day that we hear his voice, we don't harden our hearts. Well, we shouldn't anyway. But if you got that evil, wicked nature in you, every time you get corrected and you hear the preaching and you rising up on the inside, you got something to deal with. You need to get you to do a heart check. All right, let's go to Exodus 16 verses 7 and 8. You know, while we're going there, you know, bumps on the road, saints, let's think about some. You know, accusations, pride, fear, rejection. We got down here rebellion, what's discord, murmurings. That's what we're going to read about next here. You know, think things that are in the nature, that are in the nature. That's why we have to be purified. That's a lot of word to come in and cleanse us. If we can receive the word. If we can receive it. You know, it's okay as long as Brother Ugly and Brother Sean receive the word. But, you know, I stay with my stiff neck and don't receive nothing. Don't allow the Spirit of Yah to minister to me at all. But, you know, we heard about the testimony from the meeting in Jacksonville. How the Spirit of Yah was able to move one of the people who came with an expectation that was sick. You know, they didn't come there to reject the word. Some that have rejected the word, they came looking hungry for Yah. You know, newborn babes, desires of the sincere milk, at least some of them. Maybe not everybody, but a lot of them. That's why we saw, that's why what happened there, it happened there. And people got deliverance, folks were getting filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm sure people were getting healed, but their hearts were in the right place to get what they needed from Yah or allow themselves to be dealt with. But some of us, because of our heart, this heart, the impenitent heart, Most High can't deal with us at all. Or he's just passing you by. Who wants to be in that situation? We need y'all. We need to be able to put ourselves in a position where the Holy Spirit can move on us, can work in our lives, work in our hearts, keep yourself pliable. If you're not praying in the Holy Spirit, build yourself up, start. First of all, make sure you got it first. If you don't have it, get in your prayer closet and cry out for it. Seek y'all. Humble yourself. Hallelujah. All right. Exodus 16:7. And in the morning, then you shall see the glory of Yahweh, for he heareth your murmurings against Yahweh. And what are we that you murmur against us? And Moses said, this shall be when Yahweh shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to the full, for that Yahweh heareth your murmurings, which you murmur against him. And what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against Yahweh. And that's the man of Yahweh saying, hey, look, you're not complaining about me. You know, Moses, you brought us out in this wilderness to die. You got us out here starving. You got us out here in this wilderness country working in this garden, and it's hot outside, Pastor. I don't want to be out here. Damn. Come on, brother. El Rufus, I don't want to be out here on this roof hammering the nail. It's hot out here in Georgia. We got fire ants. You know, you murmuring against the leadership. Or murmuring against a brother or sister. Well, that sister spilled my coffee. Well, you know, we can make another pot. It ain't no big deal. Or sister so-and-so took your hair, your favorite haircut. And brother Jermaine took brother Ugly's bow tie. So he out here murmuring. And family for Jesus, y'all forgot to cut the grass last week. Dang it. And now we got weeds everywhere. I'm going to murmur about you. And whoever you are, brother or sister Moose, you know, since you do, we can pick on you and just say, hey, look, you guilty of everything. So all the murmurs that Israel are doing is your fault. Because our people murmured, and the Most High hears. So let's make sure we keep our hearts in the right spot. Because when we're murmuring, even within, what's fueling that murmur? Where are these murmurs coming from? Who's doing the murmur? Is it just you, or is it something on the inside of you that's doing the murmur as well that you agree with? That's definitely a sign for the deliverance. Or if you just got a murmuring nature, you just bit and set on that, you definitely need to do you definitely need deliverance, but you need to do some heart crucifying of your flesh because you're totally giving over to it. And you don't need that. All right, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. But you know, talk about the old paths. You know, murmuring was on that old path, a big old pothole where a lot of our people fell into or stumbled. Oh, you know, like I said, we can talk about canning, storing food, things of that nature. But that's not going to save your soul in the end. That's not going to preserve you. Hallelujah, brother John in South Carolina. Bless you. I don't know if I know you, brother, but bless you, sir. Hallelujah. Hopefully one day we'll meet at one of the feasts. All right, let's go to 1 Corinthians 10:7. But you know, a lot of people come running hard for things to preserve the flesh. You know, we had to when Pastor used to host the God's meetings we used to have. You know, we saw a lot of different type people come around for the feast at that time, not for the feast, but for that event. And that was, you know, that drew a different type crowd, different type, you know, type of people. Some saints, some ain't, you know, but hey, some of them got to hear the word, and some of them, when it came time for the word and for deliverance, they were, you know, they skedaddled and got up out of here. But whatever, you know, just they came for preparedness. They want to prepare for the things of the flesh, but the true preparedness is being prepared spiritually, being prepared for the kingdom. Hallelujah. Being on the straight way, you know, because not everybody's gonna be on that way. Many shall seek the enter, but few gonna find. But if you're being drawn, you go all the way. All right. 1 Corinthians 10, verses 7 through 12. Neither be ye idolaters, as were some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed and fell in one day, 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things happen unto them for in samples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Because Paul says this, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Don't be too sure of yourself. But you know, murmuring got him destroyed, didn't it? Tempting the Most High out there. You got the serpents coming out there, biting them, destroying them. Of course, neither being idolaters. How many of us are holding idols in our heart? You know, we don't have the physical idol, but we got that idol in our heart. That thing we can't give up. That stronghold that we're bound by. But just think, you know, those things happen unto us, happen unto them for our admonition, from whom the ends of the world will come. You know, we're in the end of this thing. So there's not a whole lot of time to be playing around. Say the truth, there ain't no time to play around. This thing is wrapping up. You're not aware of what's going on in this world around you. You better wake up, and wake up fast. No, because time is short. Time is short. Hallelujah. Let's see. What was my other one I had for us? You know, of course, passage that message on offenses. You know, when y'all say get a chance, go back and read the rest of that 1 Corinthians. I cut off some verses there. You know, Pastor did that message on offenses. And you know, speaking of offenses, you know that one that brother Pastor talked about in that message, brother Jeffrey from he's up north somewhere by you, brother. I guess brother Jeffrey Noonan. I think how you said Moody, whatever his name was, New Jersey, somewhere up there. You know, you think about this, Saints. You know. You know, seeking the old paths, you fought, find this ministry, you striving to be all you can be for Yah, listen to the man of Yah. If he ministered to us, teaching us the ways of Yah. That brother moves down here from New Jersey, New Hampshire, wherever he came from up there. And he gets offended because he gets reproved and rebuked for that, you know, the pastor did that Facebook video. And then, of course, you know, got blasted when our pastor was preaching on Shabbat. But you move all the way down there, from up there to down here. And you're part of the ministry. You're part of the family now. But you're a son of Yah. And what he says, as many as I love, I chase and I rebuke. But you move down here for that purpose. To get corrected, to get reproved, to get rebuked. Because that's what it's going to take to sharpen you, to make you, to help you to become a better saint. Now, the people asked Pastor back in some time ago, asked him, what did it take to get where y'all were, to where you are now? This, I think when the pastor said that, it was he had a deliverance workshop at a church in Scottsville. And I remember him talking about, when people are asking that, how, you know, they're marveling at where we were and y'all compared to them. The pastor told them, told the pastor anyway, it rebuke. That's how we got to where we are. Rebuke. And so this brother's getting offended, upset because he's getting corrected, thinking he's being unjustly dealt with. No, brother, that's what you moved in for. That's what you came down here for. To get closer to the fellowship, to get corrected, to get reproved, to get rebuked. And ain't nothing wrong with it. Just grow thereby from it. The reproof and rebuke is there to help you, to strengthen you. But if you've forsaken the way, I can see why chastisement is grievous. And now he's totally forsaken the way. cut himself off, moved all the way down here just to not fellowship anymore. Wow. But if that's what it takes for you to get shooken off the boat, then oh well, get shook off. Off the path. But I'm staying on the King's Highway. Hallelujah. Highway of Holiness. Whatever it takes. You know, that's the other thing too. You know, when we walk this way, saints, we walk this way, let's stay committed. The unmovable and unshakable. You know, we're walking humbly, but being unmovable and unshakable, and definitely not giving place to no offense. You know, because what does it say? Great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Obviously, that brother didn't love the law. You can tell by his offense. He didn't have that word as deep in him as he needed. But had he stuck with us, who knows? Who knows? But my brother Ugly posted it. Sad. He moved his entire family to live close to the straightway. Then he got offended. Came to one service. The pastor was out of town that week. I forgot what pastor went. And, you know, pastor was out of town that weekend, so he didn't get to even meet the brother. But still no excuse. But hallelujah, thanks. Let's continue to strive for holiness. Let's keep the Most High ever before our eyes. Of course, it says this in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. And how many of us are eating the good of the land? We're getting fed that good word of Yah. So we're willing and obedient, willing to do the things that the Most High Yah has placed in our hearts to do. Strive for holiness. Strive for righteousness. You know, the ministry that's teaching us to keep the commandments, you know, to keep our vessels holy, keep ourselves pure. That's what we want to do. Yeah, we don't need to be out here with these shyster preachers and teachers and false ministers, people who are taking us away from Yah, further away from Yah, instead of helping us to draw closer to Him. That's what I want. That's what my spirit wants. I want what the Father has for me. He gives to us all things that pertain to life and holiness, life and righteousness. No, I'm sorry. All things pertain to life and godliness or righteousness. But, you know, but many people desire other things. What did Jesus say? What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Offense. Their own rebellion, their own stubbornness, their own idolatrous, iniquitous way. But let us, saints, not walk that way. Hallelujah. Well, saints, I do thank you all for being here tonight. Pray that you're somehow edified. Again, go back and listen to the Shabbat message. And I'll definitely go back and listen to Elder Rufus' message on his YouTube video on accountability. And don't forget, let's keep up the warfare prayers going. Send back them curses. I'm praying for the man of Yah that we have here. The shepherd needs much prayer. And praying for one another. Hallelujah. Let's continue to be a strength to each other, saints. I do bless you all. Thank you all for being here with me tonight, attending this blog talk. Pray you all have a beautiful and blessed week. And keep your eyes on the King, saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom, shalom.